Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting second. The shortstop, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Butler. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bill Butler. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tommy Davis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Angel Manuel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Diego Segui. And now, play ball. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw strikes out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rojas moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Manuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noob settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella takes first base on ball four. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Angel Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rojas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a pop-up towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Manuel moves to second. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler strikes out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw strikes out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick moves to third. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Piniella hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Piniella reaches second base with a double. Kirkpatrick scores. Hopkins goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Royals. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Piniella moves to third. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 1 in the game. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards right. Jackson fields it and throws to second to catch Keough for the out. Piniella scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Royals. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Butler juggles the ball. That's an error on Butler. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Epstein moves to second. Angel Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manghul bunts towards the mound. Butler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Epstein moves to third. Davis moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive towards third. Shaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche pinch hits for Diego Segui. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Ron Klimkowski now pitching. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Shaw hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Royals. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Otis steals second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Duncan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Otis scores. It's 5-1, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rowland now pitching. Chuck Harrison pinch hits for Gale Hopkins. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Piniella for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Harrison now playing first base. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris bunts towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudy moves to third. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Epstein hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keough strikes out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Knoop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler bunts towards third. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Manghul hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Royals. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Jim Rowland. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris bunts towards first. Harrison scoops it up and throws to first, with Knoop covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rudy for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Epstein hits a pop-up towards short. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 3. the Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Piniella hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson, who is chasing the ball. Piniella reaches third base with a triple. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Noop bunts towards the mound. Locker juggles the ball. That's an error on Locker. Piniella scores. Noop moves to second. It's 6-3, Royals. Bob Oliver pinch hits for Bill Butler. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Noop moves to third. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Schall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-3 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Duncan for the out. Two outs. Kurt Palfari pinch hits for Larry Brown. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 3. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Palfari now playing third base. Tommy Davis now playing second base. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rojas hits a line drive into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday pinch hits for Bob Locker. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Schall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-4 in the game. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kirkpatrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.